This is the Roller Coaster Podcast, and I'm your host, Lucy Q. Life is a wild ride. It has twists and turns. It's scary, exciting, and downright fun. So throw your head back, arms in the air, and come along with me for the ride. Okay, before we get started, check out nectargrowth.com, NECTURE GROWTH.com. It's free to join, but not for long. Nectar is an extension of the roller coaster. It's where you can start your own journey of self-exploration and growth. In Nectar, you'll find different topics of interest, daily blogs, affirmations, journal prompts, and you can connect with some of the fantastic coaches that have been on the roller coaster. Soon, we'll be adding videos, meditations, live discussions, and events. Our signature course is a journey of self-improvement, and it's valued at $397. But once you join, it's available to you at no cost. So if you're feeling stuck, if you feel like you need to change and not sure where to start, start with Nectar Growth Network. Come join us. You know you're worth it. Now, let's get on with today's show. How do you define success? For me, it's being in a position where I have the power to choose, the power to decide how I spend my time and not being ruled by a clock. My definition may be different than yours because we're both different people. But let me ask you this, however you define it, are you living a life that aligns with your definition? Are you setting yourself up for success? Joining me today is Dr. Stevie Dawn Carter to share how you can live life with a default setting of awesome. Hi, Stevie.
Hi. Wow, that was such a great intro. You should always do intros for me. That was brilliant.
Anytime.
I love it. So good. And such an important part, right? Like, our definitions of success are different, and that should be okay. And I think there are too many times that we define our success because somebody else said, this is what success is, and we just bought into it. So I love that. It's so true that our definitions have to be our own, and we have to do everything we can to achieve them. So I loved it. So cool.
Perfect. So let me ask you this. Whatever somebody is defining as their level of success, why do they still struggle to achieve it or even to start stepping towards anything that will get them there?
Yeah, I think that really comes down to two things, right? Number one, I think a lot of us hold ourselves back because we simply don't believe in the possibilities. We don't believe in ourselves enough. We don't think it's possible for us. And so we get in our own way. And I think when we struggle with confidence, with self-worth, with our influence, with all of these things, I think it holds us back. Even if we have this great definition and we know exactly where we want to go, we just can't get there because we keep tripping over our own feet. We keep tripping over ourselves and our limiting beliefs that are holding us back. I think the second reason we don't get there is usually because we're too worried about what everybody else is telling us we're supposed to do along the way. I kind of look at it like that list that apparently comes out when you're born, but we never actually see it, but it's there, right?
We talk about that all the time.
Right?
Here's this list that they made. Yes. I'd like to know who they are. So I want to know who they are.
And I don't know who gave them the authority to print my list for me. I mean, I was just born. I don't think I had a choice, right? So, but the list has education, good job with benefits, marriage, family, kids, house, car, health, motherhood, whatever. It has this list of stuff. And if you check all those boxes, you will be successful. You will be happy. I don't know about you. I've checked all those boxes. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. All I felt was suffocated by boxes. I just wanted to breathe less cardboard. Like, I don't think that's what we need in our lives, but I think it holds us back because we think that those things are required. And so even if our definition of success doesn't include any of them, we still trip over them because we still think that somewhere along the way, somebody's going to ask us, did you check that box? Because if you didn't check that box, you don't get in. And I just don't think life is like that.
No, it shouldn't be like that, but it unfortunately is in a way, because it's the same way. I go back to when I was first married. You know, we'd been married a couple of years and people started saying, well, when are you going to have kids? Yeah. But who's to say that I got married to have kids or that I want kids? Yeah. But it was a question that people asked time and time again. And it was almost like there was something wrong with us because we hadn't had kids yet.
Exactly. And I think we have to, right? And I wish we could change that in society, and we will over time. It's going to take a lot of shifting. But I do think that when you face those and you step into that space and you say, you know what, but that isn't what I want, it's taking ownership of it without ever having to feel like you have to defend it, right?
Yeah.
No is a complete sentence. I think we get so caught up in, I've got to defend it. I've got to get them to understand where I'm coming from. Why? If they may not be that important to your life, they don't need to understand. They just need to know that that was your choice. And I think sometimes we worry so much about not just what other people think, but about fitting in, about making sure that we're not rocking the boat, that sometimes we feel we have to defend our choices along the way. And I don't think we do. I think we're the ones who are making ourselves feel that way. So we've got to let go of that, right? Learning for myself, learning that when people said, do you have kids? I say, nope. And I end the sentence, right? I don't say, no, you know, my husband and I, we really don't want to do that. You know, why should I give them an explanation? They asked a yes or no question. I gave a yes or no answer. And I think we've just really got to believe in that for ourselves and really have that strength. And I can really talk a good game, but I'm not actually that good at doing it. But I know that that's what it takes. And every so often I get the opportunity to impress myself when I do it.
But, you know, it's something that I go back to a lot is that, yeah, you know what? People are going to disagree. They are going to think you're crazy for the choices that you're making. Not everybody is going to agree with you. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Yeah. And maybe those people, those naysayers, maybe they're the people that you don't really want in your circle. Because if they're not going to support you on your journey, then why do you want them there? And that might mean that you have to cut ties with a friend that you've had for years. Oh, it could mean that you have to create some distance with some family members.
Yeah.
But that has to be okay, because ultimately you're going to choose them, what they think, or you're going to have to choose who you want to be and what you want out of life.
Yeah. And I think to your point, it's about choosing you, right? Yeah. At the end of the day, we have to choose ourselves first. And I think that it does mean sometimes taking a step back from relationships that have been there for us for years, decades. That's great, but they no longer serve us. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And what I always tell my clients is you will find people who are your cheerleaders. You will find people who are supportive, and that becomes your circle. But I definitely am with you. I don't think we need anybody in our circle who is constantly telling us no or making us feel bad for the choices that we're making. The choices are ours and it is our life. They do not have to live it. The only person living your life is you. As long as you're okay with it, as long as you're doing what you want and what's aligned with your vision for success in life, then who's anybody else to say that that's not correct?
No, nobody has that right. Nobody has that right. Even if you've been married for, you know, 20 some years, sure, you're in a partnership relationship, but you still have to acknowledge yourself and what you want out of life. Otherwise, it's just not going to work.
No. And at the point of right, going to that next step, if you're making choices for your life that person doesn't agree with, then maybe your lives just are no longer aligned.
Yeah.
And that's also okay. You know, it's kind of like, I think we get into a situation where we feel like if we choose a path, right, a destination, a goal, a vision, whatever. And as we're going down that path, we feel like we're not allowed to change our minds. We feel like we said this is what we're going to do. So God darn it, we're going to do it, right? At some point, though, do you actually say, you know what? It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to not want the same things at 30 than you wanted when you were 20. I think that's appropriate. I don't want that. What I wanted at 18 was dumb. I don't need to want those same things, right? But we get locked in and we start to feel about all the people we're going to let down if we don't continue on this path. The person you're letting down by being on the path that's not for you is you. You're letting yourself down every day that you're on a path that makes no sense to your heart and your soul. So stop letting you down. Don't worry about them. They'll recover. You won't. You are the only you get. This is your one chance. So never let yourself down for the sake of others. Ever. Always pick yourself first and then build from there. And I think we do. We just get so locked in that we forget that. We stop choosing us.
But do you think that we get locked in because we may feel that by deciding that we don't want that goal anymore, by deciding we want something different, is it perhaps we're internalizing it as failure?
I think that's exactly why we stay in a lot of things that we shouldn't, whether it be jobs, relationships. I think we stay because we're scared to admit failure, as if changing our mind is a failure. And again, I don't think changing our mind is ever a failure. I think it's changing our mind. I think we grow as humans. I think the day you stop growing, and you're done.
And that's it. It goes to the saying, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
So yeah. As we're learning, as we're growing, it would only make sense.
Yeah.
That
to change, to
our
grow,
goals,
to
our dreams.
Things.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It only makes sense. And, you know, I was doing a webinar earlier today and I was talking about, you know, there's the on your tombstone, right? Which I know this is a little morbid, but stick with me. There's the date that you were born and there's the date that you die. That dash in the middle, that's your life. That's not your work. That's not your relationships. That's not how much money you made. Your whole life is that dash, just that little dash. And I really question, are we putting every ounce of us into that dash as possible? Every ounce of us and what we want out of that life, because that's the dash we get. And
yeah,
I just
we're only so we're only given one dash.
We are only given one dash. You got to make the most of that sucker.
But I go back to sort of my own journey and what I've been through, and I'm sure you've worked with dozens, hundreds of people that have been through this, is that somehow nobody told us to go and live our life. Mm-hmm. It sounds so weird to say, but where in life do you get told that your purpose is to live your definition of what a good life is?
Well, I certainly hope that forever, whoever is listening to this, it's today.
Yeah.
Right? Because yeah. It's whatever day you first hear it. And you're right. We don't get told that. And we should be telling our children that. We should be encouraging them to explore their life, not just work, not just this, not just that box, but life as a whole. And we should be encouraging people to do that. But you're right, we're never told. We're never told until we meet that one person, hopefully in our lives, that does tell us, that challenges us, that sees the greatness inside us more than we ever do and reminds us of what we're capable of. And I think sometimes that day happens early in life. I think sometimes that day happens later in life. I think the real key is, are you as a human doing that for other people? Are you letting other people know they can live their life?
And that's it. We actually do have kids now. they're not kids, they're adults. They're two sons, 19 and 22. And it's something that we've been very aware with them is, no, live your life how you want. Yeah. You know, one of them said they don't want kids. Okay. That's fine. It may change, but that's okay. You don't want to get married? Okay. Don't.
Yeah.
You want to live in a van and travel around the world, you know, the world, go ahead. Go and do that.
Think it's what you're doing in that moment is so beautiful, right? Because what you're doing is you're not only encouraging and being supportive, which all parents, right, want to be, but you're showing them the difference between acceptance and agreement. And I think we struggle with that as people. We think that accepting what somebody is doing means you have to agree with it. You have to say that you would have chosen the exact same thing. That's not true. Accepting what somebody wants to do with their life is accepting. It's saying, hey, it's your life. Go live it. Love it. We will be here regardless because we love you and your life. It's great. But that's not necessarily saying I agree with every choice that you're making. I think we get too stuck in we want people to agree with us. We want people to agree with our choices to support that. Sometimes it's not about agreement. Sometimes it's just about acceptance. I accept that that's your choice. And I encourage you to go figure that out, right? You gotta learn through the growth. You know, we don't grow standing still. So no, we have to be out there doing it.
And you have to be, I think part of it is also being okay with failing. You're going to fail. It doesn't make a difference what you do. Yeah. Failure will come. But I think we have to be okay with it, but also we have to be okay with it by not being critical of other people that have gone out there and tried something and then decided it wasn't for me, or it didn't work out. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, and judgment happens both ways, right? We judge ourselves, and that's one thing that we have to focus on, but we also judge others. And so at a certain point, if we start treating other people with the grace, patience, and acceptance that we wish they would treat us with.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden we're shifting, right? Because grace, patience, and acceptance, those are the three things that if you look at your life and people who have maybe come into it, out of it, things, you've always just wanted them to give you some grace when you made a mistake. You just wanted them to give you some patience while you learned something. You just wanted them to accept that it was your choice, not theirs. Well, if we want all that from everybody else, we better damn sure make sure we're doing it to everybody else. Yeah. So do you show up to the people in your life with grace, patience, and acceptance? And I think we see a ton of that, right? Or lack thereof, I should say, on social media, where we judge every person for being too lazy, too fat, too boring. And then we turn around and judge every other person for being too pretty, too driven, too successful. Yeah. Gosh, people just can't win with us, can they? They're just never good enough. They are not hitting that middle line, right? Grace, patience, acceptance. And it really does change the game when you start giving it to yourself and giving it to others.
Is that sort of the first steps in how you start building those qualities in yourself to, you know, start putting yourself in that mental workout to just look at the world differently?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a great one to start with. There are lots of different things you can start with when you're saying to yourself, hey, I want to make sure I'm choosing me. I want to make sure I'm not judging myself too harshly, that I'm becoming my own best friend instead of worst critic. I want to make sure that I'm making decisions that help me to own my ocean, because at the end of the life, end of the day, it's my dash, right? It's my life. Nobody else has to live it. So I think there are lots of different things we can do. They're all mindset work. As you said, the mental gymnastics, right? It's all mindset work. It's all looking at what you've been programmed to think. And how do you make sure that programming serves you and does not hinder you? And for me, a lot of that, especially when it came to relationships, was about grace, because I expected such high standards, right, of myself. And then, you know, the same of other people, and some other people I let walk all over me, right? No standards whatsoever. Like, they can do no wrong. It's fine. Right? Grace, patience, acceptance. Let's think about how are we doing that for us? How are we doing that for other people? And it is a great start. You know, a lot of people start with things like gratitude. How do you just be more grateful in your everyday life? It'll make everything better for you. Gratitude is great. And I think gratitude does a lot for people, but I really come down to grace is my word. It was my word of the year 3 years ago. And I still kind of live with it every day of just how do I give myself grace? How do I give other people grace? Because it's a hard world we're living in and nobody's perfect. Not myself, not anybody else. So, right. How do I do that? But you know, I tell my clients a lot, at the end of the day, it's 90% mindset and 10% strategy, right? What holds us back is what's between our ears. And too often we don't take the time to actually look at it and ask ourselves, what is it saying to us? Is it calling us a failure? Is it telling us we can't do something? Is it telling us everybody's going to be mad with us? Well, if that's what's going through your brain, you're going to react to that. So taking the time every day to get this part right, to get that space between your ears working for you instead of against you, I really think is the overarching theme that we all need to handle. And it makes your relationships better. It makes your business better. It makes your peace better. It makes everything better when you get more control over that mindset.
It does. And it's like whenever you try something new, it's really hard at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because hard to be a beginner.
Yeah, if that voice had been there for 20, 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. you can't expect it to change its tune overnight. Yeah. You have to have that grace for yourself while you're creating the change so that you can make the shift. And it's, you know, you'll notice little changes at the beginning, but slowly you'll start to notice big differences. And then you start to notice the people around you changing. Yeah. And that's one of the best signs is when you look back and you're like, wait a second, I didn't say anything, but this changed and I did nothing. It just kind of magically did it on its own.
Yeah. And that's because when you're doing that work, it comes out in everything that you do and it impacts everyone around you. And that truly can change the world.
Well, yeah. I mean, think of it when somebody's in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a bad mood. Yeah. You know, they're stomping around and they're putting everyone on edge. But if that same person was in a really good mood and was thoughtful and inspiring, well, that's going to have the same effect. That vibration, that energy is going to make the people around them feel the same way. So what would you rather have?
Yeah. Nobody wants negative Nelly. Everybody wants positive Polly, right? Like more bees with honey. You always want to think about how do I make this the best situation, best environment that I can? And it's contagious. And so if you go in with that positivity, you will make other people more positive. If you go in with that kind of thoughtfulness and empathy, you will see the people around you become more thoughtful and empathetic. So you're absolutely right. It doesn't just impact you. It impacts everyone around you.
Now I have to ask, you have a shark story or something, because I see you're surrounded by sharks.
Yes,
not literally. They're on the wall behind you. Is there a story?
Literally, I am always surrounded by sharks. I think at one point we actually counted how many sharks are in this office, and it's 27. So we have a lot of sharks. Let's talk about having a rough time, right? Rough time in life. We all have them. Low moments. I was having a low moment. I have been a dancer. My first life, I was a dancer, not like a past life, but just like the first 25 years and then things shifted. So my first part of life, I was a dancer and I was doing competitive dance and I kind of plateaued, right? Anybody who's ever played any kind of sports or been in anything, you know what it's like. You get to a point where you're not getting better every day, right? You're just kind of plateaued during that space. I had gotten to a plateau and I was just kind of planning to quit. Like, maybe this is it for me, right? Like, I've done it for so long. You know, maybe it's the universe saying, go somewhere else, right? Do something different. So I called my mom, right? Which my mom is kind of that person I always call when I'm having a rough day, because she always knows what to say. It's not always what I think it's going to be, but it's always what I need to hear in that moment, right? She has that motherly way about her. So I called her and I said, hey, you know, I'm planning on quitting. I'm not sure this is for me anymore. And she goes, well, what do they have that you don't have? And I'm like, I don't know, Grace, 6-pack abs. They're 10 years younger than me. I don't know. They got a lot of things, mom, that I don't have. Let's not point them all out. And she's like, no, not it. She goes, they're not trying to prove anything to anyone. They already know they belong. She said, you just need to be the shark. And I was like, I don't know what sharks have to do with this. By the way, at this point in time, I was terrified of sharks, had not gone in an ocean because of sharks. So like, sharks is not my thing to bring up. And she goes, no, like, think of all those old shark movies we used to watch on the sci-fi channel. She's like, look, the shark just swims and eats. It doesn't care about everybody else being in the water. It makes no difference because that shark knows that it owns its ocean. You just need to get out on that dance floor and own it, because you do. You don't have to prove it to anybody. And I was like, yeah, okay, great. Thanks. I have no idea what you're talking about. And I hung up the phone. But sure enough, my next competition, which I was planning for it to be my last, my mother's in my head, be the shark, be the shark, be the shark. And I'm thinking it and I'm thinking it. And I go out there and I'm like, well, at this point, I mean, I am going to quit after this anyway. So what do I have to prove? Let me just have a good time. And I won. And then I won the next 14 competitions I entered. And so my plateau was broken, right? And I started to use that phrase in other parts of my life. And I got a promotion and I got a raise. And I started to look better and feel better. And men are attracted to me. Like, all the things in life started to shift, all because of this phrase. And really what it meant was, you're in charge of your life. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You're just living it. So own your ocean and go out there and do it. And ever since that life-changing phrase, I have decided to embrace sharks. So I have now gone shark diving and cage diving, and I've done all the things. And now sharks are really like my patronus. Like, it's my thing. And all because my mother said those three little words all those years ago in a way that made no sense at the time. But be the shark has become my mantra. I have a tattoo. I say it on the end of all my videos. And my clients all call themselves baby sharks, and I'm mama shark. And we're just really all about trying to own this ocean, you know? So it's a cool thing. And I love it. Awesome. Thank you for asking. I love telling that story. And my mother loves hearing it, which, of course, my mother is my biggest fan, will listen to this episode and be like, see, I did it again. There you go.
Told you. See, I told you so.
Lesson learned, always listen to your mother.
Yes.
She says something great, even when you think she's crazy. That was my lesson learned in that moment.
I tell my kids that, they still think I'm crazy. That ain't going to change. Stevie, you have such great information and wisdom to share with people. What's the best place for people to connect with you?
Yeah. So I would love to connect with everybody. Social media, I'm always there. It's at Dr. Stevie Don, or you can just go to my website, drstevedon.com, and you can check out everything that's going on. We do lots of free webinars, free events. Would love to just come and help you unleash your unstoppable success, because I believe in you way more than you do. And that's okay. That's where we'll start. So I think anybody who's looking for a little bit of a boost, let's see what we can do to get out of your own way, right?
Well, if you're listening and you want to connect with Stevie, make sure you check out the show notes. I'm going to have all of the links in there. And Stevie, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roller Coaster Podcast. Want to chat or share your ideas about today's show? Pop me an email at hello@therollercoasterpodcast.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at The Roller Coaster Podcast. Our theme song, Roller Coaster, was performed by The Lucky Setback. Audio editing by the one and only Jeff Quigley of Quigley Creative.
Life is like a roller coaster, baby, baby. I wanna ride, 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 ride. Life is like a roller coaster, baby, baby. We'll be right back.